And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys. We just talked about bacon explosions and bacon bombs. And then,
I got to go to the bathroom.
Right, yeah, exactly. So power of suggestion is amazing. lots of tools that you can put in your backyard for cooking. And one of them that is kind of, I feel, underutilized and under-discussed is the griddle. There's a lot of flexibility with a griddle, right?
Yes, and it's kind of in that category for me, kind of like a deep fryer. It's something we like to use, but we don't do it enough.
Right.
Because we're just kind of robots after a while. So you got to constantly try and stretch your game out and kick the corners of this thing. And there's a company that makes a griddle that I see in all the big box stores, like Blackstone or something that. And they seem to be very popular. I reached out to Apa Plancha, which we had on the show 3 or 4 years ago, the fella from Basque, Spain,
okay,
the Basque region. And I'm afraid they're not in business anymore. I don't think they made it through COVID.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he had a really cool outdoor griddle. It was $1,500, but again, that thing's going to last you forever.
Right.
I found one on eBay.
Yeah.
And I might buy it.
Yeah. But a griddle is what? I mean, describe what
it is. Yeah, well, the popular thing is to have all these gas griddles.
Right.
And there's a, again, it's a foreign knockoff, but it's like one of the few even made. But I see all my friends are buying. The guys at the office talk about them incessantly. They're showing pictures of them. And the VP got one that's made by Cuisinart. He won it at a raffle. He was at a fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, a little bit nicer one, kind of small, but he cooks on it every night. He's,
So what you've got is, rather than burners with a grate, you've got burners with a solid surface, right? Is that the griddle that you're talking about?
Yes,
right.
Griddle.
So you don't have any flames hitting your food.
Right.
It's kind of like when you go to the Greasy Spoon or a really cool burger joint. They'll have a flat top grill
and those,
that the guy's
those
scraping
cooks
in
call
the back.
A grill.
Right. Yeah.
But it's
a griddle.
It's really a big griddle.
Yeah, it's a big griddle. But
you can actually go to Meadamus auction and find old restaurant units like that
right.
sometimes.
Exactly.
That are pretty affordable.
Right. But it's a different way of cooking because you don't lose any juices, you don't get any flare ups. And it can get, if you put a too fatty of a meat on there, it can get a little greasy, right? That's the old greasy spoon, right?
Yep.
But because they cook a lot of sausage at a greasy spoon, and you'll get grease out of that. But there's usually a little catch basin
yep.
that you scrape the grease into, and then you empty that after you're done cooking kind of thing. But it crisps things up so well, which
because
is what...
Because it keeps the fat there.
That's right.
You know what it's really nice for? Fish.
Yes.
Because
exactly.
your wife always wants you to do fish outside.
Right.
So now you can do it. And if it's a tiny, you like the bluegill and the crappie, well, they're pretty small and fragile.
Right.
So you just get your nice spatula under it and give it a little toss.
Crisping
it up nicely. And
right.
It's wonderful for that. You can saute your onions and peppers if you're doing brats. I think it's a wonderful addition to the grill.
Right.
Great
place to do sides because you can take some of your Old World Olive Company flavored oils and a garlic or even a hotter one, you know, one that's got a little zip
harissa.
To it. Yeah, got a little zip to it and saute your vegetables in that.
Yes.
And it's the little pool of it stays there and you move your vegetables in and out of it
they
cook.
Yeah, here's the beauty of it. I would like a great big one. Because what I love to make is fried rice.
Oh, yeah.
And if you've ever eaten down at Ichiban.
Yeah, any of them. Yep.
Lots you know, they've got a great big griddle and a Teppan-style hibachi in front of you.
Right.
And, you know, a couple spatulas and they're just flinging stuff everywhere. But that rice tends to want to fling around a little bit. And when you do
right.
it on the stove, it's...
It's
you know,
a mess. It just.
I have a great big one that fits the top of my stove.
Uh huh.
So when all the kids are home, I'll put that on top there, and I'll do fried rice on top.
And they usually got like a little rim around three sides, so you can push stuff up against them and pull it off and
yeah.
move it around on the heat. Because that's the other thing about a griddle is you got hot spots and cooler spots because there's multiple burners under there. So you get something done, slide it over, you're
right.
still cooking.
Right. So here's my
real
point.
Versatile.
Here's my point with this. You don't have to buy one of these gas griddles if you don't really want to spend $500.
Right.
If you have an extra grill or even a nice size grill, you can buy one of these big wrought iron
cast.
Well, they're not even cast. They're They're
I've
just,
got one it
they're
is.
Just milled steel,
yep.
and they're about 1.5 by 3 feet.
Yep.
They're really huge.
Yep.
You have a cast one that
I
big?
Do. I do. And it weighs like 35 pounds.
Wow. Where'd
but,
you find
but
it?
You know, I don't remember, but I have it.
Something your mom gave you, maybe?
No, because it came in a bag. It's like Mr. Chef or Magic Chef.
But
or
it's
some,
cast.
It's cast.
Wow.
And it's got a handle on it, and you pick it up, and seriously, it's like 35
yeah,
pounds.
Yeah, I have a steel one like that, and it fits perfectly on top of your Tech grill.
Yeah. Yep. Yep, this one that I have, too, it's about that same size.
And that's a nice way to do your fried stuff outside if you don't want to buy a griddle.
You know, I forget about it.
I know.
It's in the garage under a stack of stuff, and I just forget about it.
Fail.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, now you have an outdoor kitchen. You can store it out there.
I need to. Well, I'm
oil
challenged
it.
With rust.
Oil it.
Right, yep.
Just keep it oiled.
Right, yep.
And it's no damper than your garage.
Right.
I would tell you your garage has probably got a higher humidity level than your deck.
Right,
because
yeah.
Garages tend. Do you ever notice how your garage floor is always damp in the summer?
Yeah,
it's
right.
like a battery.
Well, the concrete's condensation
always.
Right? Yep.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yep.
So you might be safer just keeping it on your deck.
Yeah,
you'll know in time.
Right.
But if you keep it oiled up nice, a griddle on the grill is really nice, and it's like I just did those brats for you guys the other day.
Right.
I mean, having the peppers and the onions all sautéed.
Right.
And I love getting my fancy. Spatula out that Ron up at R&J's Best Choice gave me. It's just a real big, it's a chef's spatula.
Right.
It's got the hacker blades on it. It's got the beer opener.
Right.
It's all good.
Perfect tool.
It is.
It's like the Swiss Army knife at grilling.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
Exactly.
So, but that thing will really scrape a grill.
Yeah.
A griddle. Because the other thing you want to do is constantly be moving your tool across that surface. So you don't get buildup and charred debris.
Right.
But I'm telling you, I'm going to do some fried rice this next weekend.
Yeah, and you touched on the bluegill or the perch or crappie panfish. Man, lightly breaded, get that oil hot on that griddle. One side for 30, 45 seconds when the other, it'll crisp up
yeah.
just like if you were deep frying
yeah.
it, but you don't have the mess with a deep fryer.
Right.
You don't have a gallon
and
of oil to do something with when you're done.
And you don't have all that grease splattering around your beautiful stove.
Right. Yep,
so
exactly.
your mess, your cleanup mess is outside.
Yeah.
But that Apa Plancha, that fellow was from the Basque region. They do a lot of fish on a griddle.
Right.
And that's a Basque.
Breaded or not.
It's a, they don't bread it. Yeah,
right.
It's a Basque thing. And it's...
so they do bass on theirs? Is that what you just
bass,
said?
Basque.
Yeah, right. Yeah. All right. Coming
you
up next,
leave it
hey,
alone.
You know what? We've got an opportunity for you to have a bunch of fun down in Fenn Valley, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Now you're a man!
Today's man law is man law number 48. Notice how my voice gets deeper when I do man law. Men will invite other men to man law.
The hell does that mean?
Hey, watch your language.
All right.
There's kids listening.
What does that mean? Men will invite other men to man law.
I didn't write it, but it means some men don't know about man law.
Oh, so you're going to teach me about it. I get it. By inviting me over to a man law lesson?
So one man law would be to schedule a trip to Fenn Valley, and August 21st at 6 p.m., they have the swine roast. It's a small S and then wine roast. This relaxed event showcases our passion for barbecue which is only outmatched by our passion for wine and hard cider. So guests begin with hard cider and appetizers and transition to picnic style, complete dinner with house roasted pig and seasonal sides. And they're going to have music that began June 3rd every Thursday from 5:30 to 7:30 and Saturday from 2 to 5, weather permitting. So July 15th, it's the Out of Favor Boys. July 22nd, Tyler Roy Band. There's a whole bunch. The Mickeys, Big Elroy, Fat Animal Duo.
That's a Saturday, right?
Blue Oyster Cult. Blue Oyster Cult. So yeah. that's at Fen Valley Winery in Fenville, Michigan, just south of Holland on Lake Michigan. It's a gorgeous estate winery, which means they grow their own grapes. And you go there once and you won't want to leave. That happens to us every time.
Yeah, check them out. You can find them online at Fen Valley Winery. And it's $45 to go to this thing for dinner. But I guarantee, I've been to these things before, you're going to get a lot more than $45 worth of value out of this thing.
Yeah.
You got a band, you got food, and the wine will flow. They have never have a shortage of wine.
Right.
They got to be careful because they can't get you over the edge.
You want to have a DD if you do.
But it's a good event, and check them out online because they also have a bunch of Thursdays and Saturdays where they're doing live music through the middle of October.
Yeah.
So it'd be kind of cool to do this. Great time to be down
there.
Yeah,
just a lot of good folk music and jazz.
Good food. They have a chef down there that's a great barbecue chef. So that hog and the sides will be great.
Yes.
Yep, it'll be great.
And we don't have to cook.
No, but I'm just going to go partake.
Best part of it.
Yeah, just like you said. But anyway, hey, you've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Hopefully you came away from last weekend, 10 fingers, 10 toes, and get out in your backyard. Cook, man. This is the season. If you don't do it now, you're never going to do it. What are you thinking, Bob?
Yeah, and make sure you check us out at thegrillingguys.com.
Right.
And check out our website. Like us on Facebook if you like.
Click on our podcast. Get this crazy show sent right to you.
Yeah.
So, all right. Take care, and we'll talk with you next week.
See ya.